on. He's going to give a shiur in Chumash at 3 o'clock in room 308 in the clock. Torah says in Parshas Bo, Be'em Hashem al Moshe, Bo al Paro, Ki ani egbarti az libo vezleva vadov l'man shisi ososai eila bekirba. So says Rashi, Be'em Hashem al Moshe Bo al Paro, v'hisra bo. You give him a hasra, give him a warning. So it seems like an innocent Rashi. Innocent Rashi. So the Shem Yishmuel as a Givaldika Kasha. Givaldika, I mean, it's a simple Kasha. Sometimes the most simple things just elude us. That if you read the Rashi simply, Bo Paro v'hisra bo, the pasuk is very difficult. Because what is it saying? Bo Paro v'hisra bo, what's the point of a warning? The point of a warning is that you should change your attitude, change your ways. But the pasuk says ki ani echbarti es libo. I mean, I took away his bechira. So what does it mean? Bo paro v'hisra bo. But now the pasuk is shver, the way Rashi is teaching. Bo paro v'hisra bo. But now you're writing ki ani echbarti es libo. You give him hasra, so he should change his ways. But you should know I took away his bechira. So then, what's the point of his ribo? Right, very simple kasha. Ball power of his ribo. But then the sefer dekrok yanich barti is libo doesn't stem, because the point, what's the point of his ribo? That's the kasha of the Shem Yishmuel. Take a look. You want to see the kasha inside, page 12. In the Shem Yishmuel, the third column. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe be'ol paro ki anich barti es libo. Hakol tomu demashmi ki anich barti es libo. Hu nisin es tam ve'inu muvan. V'nira dehnei berashi be'ol paro v'hisrbo ve'inu muvan. Eich sheyeches bo hasra achare shenitnu mo habechira. That's his first kasha. That's his first kasha. Then Hashem Yishmuel asks another kasha, and that is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, really Brisa, last parak of Pirkei Avos, Brisa, page 8, parak Vav, Mishnah Beis. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bichol Yom Vayom. Baskel Yotzeis Mehar Choriv. The Baskel comes out of Har Sinai, Har Choriv. Umachrezes Vomeris. And the Baskel goes out and says, Oy Lahem Lebrios Me'el Bonus Shal Torah. That woe to the mankind for the Busha of Torah, meaning, Shekol Misha Eino Osek B'Torah Nikra Nozov. That, in other words, woe to mankind who's forsaken Torah. Because if you're not learning Torah, you're considered nazuf, excommunicated, chastised. So the Baskol every day is coming out and saying, you know, you better learn Torah, because if not, you're bringing busha to the Torah. That the Torah is sitting Bekeren Zovis and not being learnt. So the Shem Yishmuel asks a kasha which others ask as well, and that is, what's the point of the Baskol if no one hears it? Did you ever hear the Baskol? I didn't hear it. What's the point of the Baskol coming out? Well, it's on silent. It's on silent. No one's going to hear it. Like you have a cell phone, you can put it on vibrate right now. It's vibrating. I can hear a little bit, but if it's on silent, you know you get missed calls. You don't hear them. If it's on, you put your cell phone on silent, your mamas don't hear anything. So this Baskol is on silent. So So what's the point? So if you have a cell phone, you can get your missed calls. But a bas call, there's no button to press for the missed calls. So what's the point of the bas call to say that everyone should learn Torah, and it's oylahem lebrios lalbonishal Torah, that it's woe to the people who are embarrassing the Torah that are not learning it, but no one hears it. Look in the Shemi Shmuel. He has the kasha on page 12. The third column, the last paragraph. Nir the first day Amro Zal b'chol yom v'yom bas kol yotzes mehar chorim v'omeres oylehem lebrios me'albonus haTorah v'chol hamefarshim tamu ma toelis b'bas kol zu she'edin nishmas lebrios. What's the toelis of a bas kol that no one could hear? Oh. So these are the two kashas we're going to deal with. What's pshat in Rashi? Bo el paro v'hisra bo. But ki aniach barati is libo. So what's the point? And number two, what's the pshat in the Mishnah from Pirkei Avos that a baskel's yotzeis oylehem lebrios melbona shel Torah? But no one can hear. It's on silent. No one hears the baskel. I never heard it. So the Shemi Shmuel has the Yisod, and we'll see how the Yisod is relevant to our lives. He says like this, on page 13, the bottom of the page, the first column, the bottom of page 13, with the arrows. Lefia Omer Yesh Lomar. The paro afshin ola deres delas hachuva b'fonov. He says, even though paro lost, Hashem took away his bechira, v'lo haya yachol asas tshuva, mikol mokom k'sheba Moshe mechadosh, v'omer lo b'shem Hashem, shalach ami, he says that Enoch and Ami, he lost his Bechira, but once Moshe Rabbeinu comes again to Paro with a new Shlichus, with a new command and a new objective, and he says, and he tells him about whatever he tells him, so then at that point, when Moshe is giving Paro a charge to do something, so at that point his Bechira is reinstated. Because whenever there's a new minoy, there's a din by Shlichus, that you appoint someone a Shliach, and now he could be Mafrish Truma for you. If you appoint him Shliach, he could be Mekadish Anisha for you. Right? You can appoint someone a Shliach. But then you can Mevatel the Shlichus and say, I don't want the shlichus. I want a mevatel the shlichus. That's the whole sugyas in the beginning of the fourth parak of Gittin, of bittel shlichus. Osi dibor, mevatel dibor. You can mevatel shlichus. But then, he can come again and have a new minoy shlichus. So the point is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells Moshe to go to Paro, and Moshe goes to Paro, he's memana him as a new shlich. There was Enoch and Ami. He lost his Bechira. But once he has a new Minoy, so now we start fresh. Now he has a new up, but now he gets his Bechira back. Now he gets his free will back. He says, "Lefi Omer Yishlom de Paro Afshe Nola Delas Hatshuva Funav Lo Yochol Asos Tshuva Mikol Mokom Ksheba Moshe Mechodesh V'Amar Lo B'Shem Hashem Shalach Ami." He's giving him a new command. Shalach Ami. So now, if he's giving him a new command, vice dice, that there's a new opportunity here. A new opportunity that he didn't have, so he gets his Bechira back. And if he would accept the Shlichus,
So now he has a choice. He can accept the shlichus, and now he'll get, and obviously if Hashem is telling him to do it, that means he has the ability to do it. So he can accept the shlichus, or he could what? He can mevatel the shlichus. So, but if he accepts the shlichus, that's a new beginning, and he gets his bechira back. And he says, that's pshat in the Baskol. What's the Baskol? So says the Shem Yishmuel on page 11. Page 12. The Shem Yishmuel says, that the pshat in the Baskol means that every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a new minoy shlichus. I mean, every day we should view as a new opportunity. Even though yesterday we said we're not going to learn, and we mevatel the shlichus, but today there's a new minoy shlichus. There's a new opportunity. Because every day the Baskol is reinstating our obligation and our ability to learn or to do mitzvahs. So that's what it means. B'chol yom b'yom, Baskol Yotzeis, means that every day what? There's a new minoy shlichus. And once there's a new minoy shlichus, so that means there's a new opportunity. So that means that that's what it means. In other words, we have to feel that every day, even if last semester or last year or yesterday we weren't so into it, today there's a new minoy shlichus. Just like when Moshe comes to Paro, he says, till now you were bad, you lost your bechira, but Boal Paro, I'm giving you a new opportunity now. You could shalach es ami. And now if you have a new opportunity, a new shlichus, if Hashem is remanding you a shliach, that means that you have the ability to do it. So vice versa, you have a bechira now. But now you have to accept the shlichus. If you accept the shlichus, now you're going to have your bechira back. And then, because Hashem won't appoint someone as a shliach, if he can't do it. So the pshat in Bechol Yom V'Yom Bas Kol Yotzeis means that every day it's a new opportunity, a new minoy shlichus. And even if you mevatel the shlichus yesterday, today's a new opportunity. And even if you were younger, you didn't learn, and you didn't, last semester, every day it's a new minoy shlichus, a new opportunity. And Boal Paro. The only thing is that Paro blew it. Because Paro, what does Paro respond? And look on page 13, second column. Paro responds, you know, mi v'mi haholchim. You know, I want to think about it. Let's, who's going? I want to know. He doesn't just say, okay, I'm taking on the shlichus. He's thinking in his own mind, on my conditions. Mi v'mi haholchim. Once you say on your conditions, then you're not a shliach. Then you're doing it on your conditions. You're not representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. So then you lose it all, and then you lost your bechira, and you're mevatel the shlichus. So that's why Paro says, "Miva mihaolchem." Kasha amar lo ben areinu v'zkeneinu neilech. His katzev omer misha omer kazeh daito luvroach. He says when you're going to say ben areinu v'zkeneinu neilech, obviously there's something fishy. You're going to probably want to escape. So then he lost the opportunity. But even though he lost it last time, he could have gotten it now, because Chol Yom Vayom Baskol Yotzis, and that's something. So I thought it's so relevant for us, because always we have an attitude that we were in a slump, we didn't do it last time, last year, or last semester, or yesterday. I wasn't so into it, but you always have to have the feeling that Chol Yom Vayom Baskol Yotzis. And there's a famous word from the Degel Machane Ephraim. On page 11, he has the same kasha. He has the same kasha of the Shem Yishmuel. What's the point of the Baskol if no one hears the Baskol? So he says, that he quotes from the Toldos on page 11, the fourth column. He says, any time a person has a hirur tshuva, so that means his neshama, you know, his neshama can pick up the sound waves that the ears can't pick up. So any time you have a hirur tshuva, that means your neshama is picking up that bas kol that's telling you to do tshuva or to learn Torah, etc. But that's the idea, that once you hear the bas kol, that's a new minui, a new opportunity. So even though things weren't good, and even though Para lost his bechira, but b'chol yom v'yom bas kol yotzeis, there's a new opportunity. There's a famous gemara that you're all familiar with in Kedushin on page Lamed Aleph. Here it's page 14. The Gemara tells us the famous Yisod on the bottom of the page. Amar Rav Chanina, Mami she'inu mutzuva, v'osa kach mutzuva, v'osa kamo kama, Amar Rav Chanina, godo mutzuva, v'osa, mimi she'inu mutzuva, v'osa. So the big Yisod, that if a person is not obligated in a mitzvah, and he decides he's going to do it, so that's a good thing. If a person's obligated and he does it, that's greater than if he's not obligated means he doesn't. Right? Godol mitzuva v'osa, misha einu mitzuva v'osa. So the question is, you would think fakert. If a person is einu mitzuva, and he still wants to do it, grace tzaddik. If he's mitzuva, if you have to do it, then you're doing it. So what's the great tzidkus? But the Gemara says fakert. That godol mitzuva v'osa, misha einu mitzuva v'osa. So says Toysus, why is that? Nira dehainu taima, the misha mitzuva v'osa adif, mefisha doeg mitzar yoser, pen yavor, yimisha inu mitzuva sheishlo pas mesilo, shemirtza yoni. In other words, because the person who is mitzuva has inside a struggle, that he's nervous that maybe he won't fulfill the command. So he has to worry about that. So it's more of a struggle. The person who is not commanded and he's doing it on his own, there's no struggle. Because if he knows, if it gets done, fine. If it also it doesn't get done, it's also fine. So there's no struggle. So godol mitzuva v'osa, mimisha einu mitzuva v'osa. But the Yismach Moshe, the beginning of the Satmar dynasty, the Yismach Moshe in Parshas V'yetze says a different pshat. And he says like this, and the Rav Pinchas Friedman quotes this. He says, because if a person's mitzuva v'osa, so then you're doing it al das the mishaleach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzava you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol yachol. So when you're doing it as coming from the command of God, then your actions are cosmic. They're no end, because you're representing something that has infinite greatness. When you're doing it just on your own, so you're doing it from yourself. You're a finite being. You're not. So now you're doing it with shlichas Hashem. When you mitzuvah v'osa and you're doing it, then you're doing it. Once you're doing it machmas the shlichas of Hashem, so then the power is so great. Then because you're doing it as Hashem's agent, and Hashem is kol yochol. Hashem is infinite. So that's what he writes. Hine, page 15. Kvar b'yarti atam al mor godol mitzuva v'osa, mimi she'enu mitzuva v'osa. Tnei b'chol mitzvah yish kavanus yiduim. See, every mitzvah there's certain kavanus that we don't even know what they are. So if you're doing it midas atzmecha, then the mitzvah is only worth what you finite person could put into the mitzvah. But if it's a mitzvah that God commanded you, and you're doing it to fulfill His will, then you're doing it on His das. And he's kol yochol, and he's infinite. Yosef asher lo no durachli Rabbi Shimon by Yochai. Yosef is asher lo durachli. A lot of different reasons. Aval eino osa rakal pi asechel him kein hare eino yochol l'sakin Yosef imash asechel magia. Because if you're doing it on your own, so it's only what your seichel could understand. Your seichel could be magia. And I thought. This I want to say over those that were here last week during the break. I said over a vort
in Parshas Vayera. I gave a shir on Parshas Vayera, but I said a word on Parshas Vayera from Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimanov, which I think fits into this whole Yesod. And he says a beautiful idea. He says by the Akedah, page 17, it says, Vayikach Avram es Atzei Ha'Ola. He took the Atzei Ha'Ola, right? And he brought Yitzchak up. And then it says, Vayishlach Avram es Yodo. Vayikach Asamachel of Lishchot es Beno. And then Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer Al Tishlach Yodcho El Hanar. So the Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimanov, you'll look here in the Sefer Divrei Menachem, asked, what's this Loshon Vayishlach Avram es Yodo? I don't understand. Whenever someone does something, it doesn't say Vayishlach es Yodo. Like when Avram took the Atzei Ola, it says, it doesn't say Vayishlach es Yodo Vayikach es Atzei Ola. It just says Vayikach es Atzei Ola. What's this Loshon Vayishlach es Yodo? What's the Loshon of Vayishlach es Yodo? So he says a beautiful idea. He says, whenever Avram was doing the mitzvah of Hashem, so you're a shliach Hashem, just like we said before, so it should go easy, because you're represent Hashem is giving you empowerment. He's empowering you. Hashem is empowering you, because he's saying, you do this mitzvah. So you're going machmas the shliach of Hashem, so it should go easy, because you're being empowered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it. But what was the story by the Akedah? What was the mitzvah? In the end, the mitzvah was not the Shecht Yitzchak. The mitzvah was only what? The Haleu, just to bring him up, but not the Shecht. Right? That's what Hashem ultimately told him. Avram thought the mitzvah was to actually Shecht him. So soon as it started that he was going to Shecht, then it was no longer the mitzvah anymore. So then he never had that empowerment from Hashem. So then then it was hard, because then he was no longer Shliach Hashem. So then Vayishlach es Yodo means he had to force himself to do it, because it wasn't natural anymore, because he wasn't the Shliach Hashem anymore, because that wasn't the mitzvah. So that's Vayishlach es Yodo. Then Hashem says, Al Tishlach Yodcha Lanar, don't try so hard, because the mitzvah was over already. You did the mitzvah. The mitzvah was only to bring him up. The mitzvah wasn't to kill him. And that's what he writes in the Divrei Menachem. You'll take a look on page 17 of what it means. But that's the word. And for Pinchas Friedman, you can see here on page 20, 21, discusses this. So that, Rabosai, I think is the important yisod here. You know, that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein used to say, that the reason why many people in this generation or the previous generation of the immigrants went off the derech is because their attitude was the famous Yiddish phrase, Schwer zu sein a Yid. It's hard to be a Jew. And I remember of David Feinstein saying to one of the Haspedim for Moshe, you shouldn't say this, it's gring zu sein a Yid. It's easy to be a Jew. Why is it easy? Because anything Hashem is going to say to us to do, we're coming machmas the shliach of Hashem. If we're doing something on our own, then it could be hard, because then we don't have that empowerment. But anything Hashem says, Hashem is appointing us as a shliach. And every day, Bas Kol Yotzes, and he makes the appointment again, because maybe you were mevatel the shlichas from yesterday. So every day is a reappointment. And in this week's parsha, we also read Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hachodesh, and the. And the Degel Machne Ephraim writes that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish B'chol Yom Tamid Maaseh Bereishis, Hashem is reinvigorating the Bria every single day, but that comes together with our reinvigorating our learning every single day. That's what the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, that it's, we quote here on page 23, Vasim Dvar Beficha, Betzel Yodiki Sisicha, Tosha Maim Sod Aretz, Omer Tzion Amiata. That through the Imre Picha, through the learning, that we become a Shutuf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Ze'asim dvar beficha l'tol shamayim yisod ar tainu be'achidushim mechadshim Yisrael b'toras emes mechadshim b'riyas ha'olam. That we are shutuf to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is creating the Bria. He's reinvigorating the Bria every single day. But we're shutuf because every time we're learning, and Mechadish Chidushei Torah, and Rav Chaim Volozhin says that it means, it doesn't mean you have to come up with these new Chidushim. It means any time you open up and you understand something, you know, that you didn't understand before, that's Chidushei Torah also. Because that's a Hischachus. That you didn't understand it, now you understand it, that's Chidushei Torah, as Rav Chaim Volozhin says. So Memela, that's what, that's Chodesh Al Zalachem, that the month of the first mitzvah of the Torah, of Chodesh Al Zalachem, of Chidush, of learning and creating, is being Meshtatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mais Rishis. So that's the Musar Haskil, that Bo Al Paro, the Hisrabo, meaning, till now, Ki Aniach Barati Libo, but now there's a new opportunity. And every day we should look at it as a fresh, new opportunity. It's never too late in life to learn, to understand Torah, even if yesterday, or even if last year, but there's always a new opportunities. It's never foregone. As long as a person's alive, then there's opportunity. That's what the Vilna Gaon said when he was on his deathbed. He was crying. He said, you know, in this world, I pay a couple of prutas, I can buy tzitzis, I can do a mitzvah. In the Olam Haba, there's no opportunities to do mitzvahs anymore. So this is the world of opportunity. And even if we blew it in the past, HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodoshim, you have a new opportunity for Yischadshus, Bo Al Paro, you have the Bas Kol is telling you, I'm reappointing you today, even though you messed up yesterday, you messed up the day before, you should never have that feeling of Yeish, HaChodesh HaZalachem, it's a new opportunity, a new charge, and if you're appointed, then your kochos are limitless, because you're coming mikoach chud shebrichu. That's why the Yismach Moshe says, what? Because if you're mitzuvah oseh, you're coming as a shliach Hashem. If you're doing it on your own, that's what Paro says. He doesn't want the shliach. He's going to decide. Miva miha holchem. So then you blew it. You're not doing it to fulfill shlichus. You're doing adas atzmacha. Adas atzmacha, that's fine. But you're limited. You're limited. If you're doing it because you want to fulfill ratzon Hashem, then there's no limits. That's no limits of what the Shem Yishmul says, of the hashpa, of the power that you could have. So that's the Musar Haskel of Ki Ani Bo Al Paro Hisra Bo and Achodesh Hazelachem Rosh Chodoshim. Every day is a new Mischachus.